are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From our Jazz Cats up north, we begin this new episode of Neon Jazz. That was Canadian composer, arranger, mentor, and trumpeter Al Muirhead with the song It's About Time off his latest 2014 album, and I'd say so. The 79-year-old jazz journeyman has been at it for a long time and has absolutely no plans of slowing down. Whether it's playing a sweet and melodic trumpet solo, composing and arranging for a big band, small ensemble, or orchestra, performing one-take sessions on recordings, or mentoring young musicians, he's a huge inspiration in the Canadian music scene and has been dubbed the elder statesman of jazz trumpet in Alberta. He has been on over 26 albums as a sideman, and over his career, he has performed with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie, Tommy Banks, Diana Krall, Paul Anka, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Mills, and many, many others. Al has so many jazz stories, and in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had plenty to talk about. But the thing that rang through over and over with Al is that he loves what he does. And this quote pretty much sums up how he feels about things.
I've just turned 79 the other day. Yeah, so it's kept me young. It's kept me involved with all the young people, and I've been very, very fortunate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great to start things off on this hour of jazz with such a talented, classy jazz journeyman. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of baseball and jazz greatness, or as we call it around here, world class, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Armed with plenty of jazz music to keep you content for an hour or so, as our magical 2014 Kansas City Royals head into the World Series again for the first time in 29 years, we figured we would relive that radio call as we head into another championship team giving you all that jazz. Here's the mighty John Coltrane and Tad Dameron with the 1956 song Soul Train off the album Mating Call right here on Neon Jazz.
The noise is deafening. Bouncing ball, Moustakas, fair ball. Sets, throws, Royals win it. Kansas City, you've got a World Series. Thank you.
jazz trumpet player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz piano legend Earl Rudolph Bud Powell with the live 1962 song, Just One of Those Things. Born and bred in Harlem, his close friend was Thelonious Monk, and his greatest influence was Art Tatum. Alongside Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, he was a key architect in bebop and dubbed the Charlie Parker of the piano. He began on the keys at the age of five, and before he knew it, he would be in New York City dazzling audiences on his way to a legendary career in the craft. This is what pianist Bill Evans had to say about him in a tribute. If I had to choose one single musician for his artistic integrity, for the incomparable originality of his creation and the grandeur of his work, it would be Bud Powell. He was in a class by himself, and that right there is all you have to say. Here's alto saxophonist and clarinetist Art Pepper with the 1957 song Red Pepper Blues, next on Neon Jazz.
Jazz and Joe Domino. Enjoy.
Thank you.
was Canadian jazz trumpeter and pianist Brad Turner with his trio turning jazz tricks on the 2004 song Question the Answer. Brad is another musician that is a focus of this hour speckled with Canadian jazz luminaries. Brad has won 2 Juno Awards and 6 Canadian National Jazz Awards over the years and has gigged with Kenny Werner and Ernie Watts, Kenny Wheeler, John Scofield, Joe Lovano, and many others. These days, he is still at it on stage and in the studio, along with teaching at Capilano University in Vancouver. Let's get a little Chewberry next on the program. Here he is with Now You're Talking My Language off a compilation CD circa 1937 to 41.
Taking me for a ride, but now you talking my language. Baby, now we getting somewhere. You said something when you said love. Thank you.
That was another pianist on the program, the great George Cables, with the song Cedar Walton off a 2014 album called Icons and Influences. This New York City cat has played with Art Blakey, Sonny Rollins, Dexter Gordon, Art Pepper, Joe Henderson, and many others over a very storied career. Let's zoom into the reaches of outer space, literally and figuratively, next on the show. Here's the man born as Herman Poole Blount in Alabama, and who later changed his name to Sun Ra and claimed he was a part of the angel race from Saturn. With his magical orchestra in tow, this is The Outfit with the 1978 song Where Pathways Meet off the album Lanquidity. We'll be right back.
is David White, jazz trombonist and music director of the David White Jazz Orchestra. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the hottest jazz coming to you out of Kansas City, Missouri.
again traveling north to our friends in Canada. That was Canadian bassist and composer Brandy Disterheft with the 2007 song Da Ni Lo off the album debut. This Vancouver native studied under the likes of Oscar Peterson and has etched her way firmly into the Canadian jazz inner circle and is making waves all over the world with her music. This next cat on the show is known as Canada's best-kept secret, and he is quite happy being that secret. Here's pianist Bruno Hubert with his trio on a live 2008 cut called Sweet and Sour. Again, that was the Canadian secret that is out now. Bruno Hubert with his trio on the 2008 live song Sweet and Sour. And we're going to side with some sweet for our last track on the show. Again, from our friends in the Canadian jazz world. This is pianist and composer David Braid with his sextet. This is the 2003 song The Music Room off his album called Vivid. And hopefully you dug the music in your room over this last hour of jazz that went flying on by like a little bluebird full of noise. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man always willing to raise the noise floor, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Like what you heard? We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.